Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello. Welcome to the Mag Show from the British Tech Network. The most popular show on the network, it would seem. Thank you ever so much to everyone who's downloaded. We've had a fantastic week this week. Absolutely bonza in iTunes. This is the front page of iTunes podcasts. And there's the Big Show and the Mac Show, both there, right up with BBC stuff and all that kind of thing. Andy Gray's podcast, Lauren Averne, and we're in the new and noteworthy. Thank you ever so much to those people that have downloaded us. It really has been an amazing week. We've hit 9th in the tech charts, and we've been at 126 in the total charts for all podcasts in iTunes, which is just amazing. I've blown my mind. Thank you ever so much, everybody. I'm really humbled by the fact that you've all been downloading it and commenting on it. We've got a few reviews as well to go through in a minute. But before we do that, let's go through our fantastic panel, because we have with us the creme de la creme de la Mac. The people who know far more than I do. I'll come back to that in a minute, because that's important. Starting off top left, Dom McAllister. How you doing, mate?
Good afternoon. Nice to be back. See, I go away for a week, and then you break all these records and everything, you know. So
I really don't think that you're. I don't think you're the weight that's dragging us down, Don.
No, fair enough. I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you lot?
We're okay. We're good. Good. Yeah. No, we've had a fantastic week, and we've had the Queen's Jubilee, which has cost me an absolute fortune. Mm-hmm. 3 frigging days where I can't work because everyone's booked a bridging day. Because it's like, well, I've got Monday and Tuesday off, I might as well have Wednesday, So I've only worked one day this week, I'm skinned.
There you go. Not to worry.
Unlike you, mate.
Yeah, but, you know, bank holidays mean nothing to me, so I just carry on regardless.
Lucky bugger. Next to him, we got a new boy. Mr. Andrew Vaughan. Andy Vaughan.
Hello there.
Anders.
Hi.
At Anders UK on Twitter. How are you doing, mate?
I'm very well, very humbled and honoured to be here.
Well, you're here because you're a developer, and we want you to break your NDA during the course of the show.
All right, good-o.
No, we want some hot inside information on iOS 6 and that kind of stuff. We're only using you, just our mule, our information mule. You're the fine chap who developed the wonderful geek badge that we're all subscribed to and are frustrated immensely by. I can't work out what answers I'm getting wrong. In inverted commas. I'm stuck at 3.2. So
3.2?
Yeah, I'm crap. I'm 3.2 in Geek Badge. That's not good, is it?
Well, I answered all the questions honestly, and I'm 3.1.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't feel so bad now, then. I thought it was a complete twat.
You've definitely improved, or you've been cheating.
I haven't. That's the score I gave you, wasn't it? 3.2? Or maybe I've made that up.
2.3, I
thought. Oh, yeah, I'm lying then. It's 2.3. I'm dyslexic, dude. I've got them the wrong way around. I'm playing the dyslexia card. No, you've also done the green counter, haven't you?
Yeah.
Which we're utilising today, just in case Greeny goes off on one.
Or me. I might.
Or you, yes. It's been a tough week for you, from what I gather. So. Next to him, Greeny himself, on the grassy knoll by request. At Dealey Plaza.
Well, I thought I'd add a bit to the old rumours, you know.
Oh, go on then.
Well, you know, we've got time travel involved here as well as who shot the great man.
No, that looks like it was shot last week. It's in colour and it looks like it's digital as well. It's not been filmed, so.
Oh.
But the gap in the fence where the shooter shot through, there it is. It's right there, untouched.
Oh, I can see it, yeah, I can see.
How you been, mate? Yeah. Working hard, I gather, which is not like you.
Well, why didn't they repair the fence then?
Oh, because that's where the shooter went through, wasn't it? So it's national treasure. That gap is a national treasure.
Well, I'll tell you what, somebody should take a few more gaps just to confuse people.
Third shooter.
Quite fun, wouldn't it?
Huh? You've been working, that's why you're delirious, isn't it?
I tell you what, I struggle with this hard work thing, I really do. I've really been working. The last month, I'm not used to it. Yes, but I've had a good time.
Jolly
and that's
good.
All good. And it's my birthday on Monday.
Are Is it? Oh, happy birthday, mate.
Yes, thank you very much. Thought I'd sneak that in before I forgot.
The grand it's old age of?
41.
Well,
41.
There's only death left now.
How old are you, Ewan?
I'm 45, mate.
Who's the oldest here, then?
Me, probably.
Oh.
How old are you? Saying are you allowed to tell us, or are you, will you
50-something, shall we say? I know I don't look it, but...
Anyone else cross 50?
No.
No, that's you, Don.
Yeah,
that makes you the elder statesman of the network.
The elder statesman, I like that, yeah.
The man that we look up to, we respect.
I can cope with that, then, that's all right.
You are the Don, in the more ways than one. We're scared to death of you, mate. We're scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
And last but by no means least, Mr. Andrew Stevens, Dr. Happy Mac, the man who repairs anything that goes wrong with any Macintosh anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world?
You have a firefighting service that will dispatch to anywhere in the world. You are Thunderbirds for Mac.
I am, yes. I do have an enormous roof of the office peeled open.
Holy crap, finish that sentence.
It goes at the speed of something, as fast as a 900cc van can go. Yeah. I could be at your computer in Kowloon or Rio de Janeiro within days.
The Hydron Collider come to you for advice. Quiet.
They use a Quadra 850. Apparently the whole thing is powered, but is hooked up by a SCSI to a Quadra 850.
You sure it's not an Android tablet?
No, Quadra 850.
I heard it was hooked up to a BlackBerry Playbook. 16 gig, which is no longer available, unfortunately, so.
Was that the one they got cheap when they started selling them for 8p?
That's right. They're obsolete now.
They probably that might have switched then, because that was quite good value for
a WebOS tablet. Bet you they've got at least one. Mac News, our reviews, thank you ever so much. People have left us a load of reviews. We've really, really enjoyed them. It's very kind of you. Please leave a review if you possibly can. You don't have to be nice. You can say whatever you think. It's okay. But Nibs has said, a good British perspective on everything Apple. Great panelists and topics with plenty of humour. Subscribe. Now, that's the kind of review you want. Thank you very much, mate. Very much appreciated. The next one is a little bit different. From Andrew Furlow. He's put his full name, so we'll find him and we'll know where he lives. 5 stars, though. Love this show, all the British Tech podcasts. Been listening for a month, but hooked on them all. Glad to see you're in with Marussian. They're a good client of mine. Sometimes Will does my head in. Why is he so negative towards all Apple products? Not heard him say a positive word yet or anything that makes sense. Great show, guys. Mac Break Weekly is losing my number one spot for podcasts since I found you.
That's a bit harsh.
Do you want to retort, negative boy?
Well, I don't really know about that. I thought I was... You last week, you put a big fanboy thing behind my head.
Exactly! I was gobsmacked when I read that, mate. I'm on your side.
Don't know. Well, each of their own.
You want to sleep with Johnny Ive, so I can't see how that works.
I don't know. Well, into each life a little rain must fall.
There we go. But I've got to say, mate, you got off light. the next one. David A's written... This, along with British Tech News and British Mac, represents the cream of the crop when it comes to Apple-flavoured podcasts. Ewan Rankin plays the role of genial host with an element of Boris-like buffoonery.
The button.
Hang on, where's the button? There we go. Right, I've punched Greeny in the mouth. I'm wondering when Ewan, will be chosen to appear, and have I got news for you now that Boris is a full-time role as leader of the free world? Ewan sensibly chooses guests who are far smarter than he appears to be.
This man talks sense.
Double. Where's me green out? There we go. And I'm sure that this is in fact is an act. I need to take that one off then. I shouldn't have called him that. He's probably got more degrees than a 70s popular music band. If you use Apple Tech, whether you're a fanboy or fanboy, or just like me, I strongly recommend that you listen to this British podcast comedy. We're not a comedy, are we? I'm told that the podcasts are even playable on portable music players other than those made in Cupertino.
That's not true, though, is it?
Well, yeah, they are. They're MP3. You can play them on anything.
I know, but you shouldn't.
No, absolutely not. Not the Mac Show, anyway. You play the other crap on it, but not the Mac Show. Absolutely not. Now, I've got to say, I've read that three times, and I'm not sure if I should take that as a compliment or not.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. So, considerably dumber than Yao, Ewan Rankin, is going to ask the first question on the week's news for Apple. I hate these weeks. This is. You know when the tidal wave's coming in and it draws all the water away from the beach just before it crushes you? That's this Friday.
It's been really rough, hasn't it? It's been unbelievable. I think this has probably been the worst keynote for the amount of rumours and the amount of announcements. People are going to be so crushingly disappointed after Monday.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable at this point, I think.
The big one is this one that sprung up last week. Apple are going to update everything.
Well,
that makes no sense.
Every single product.
I mean, the one thing I will say, though, is that the rumour mill is the rumour mill, and it's actually been reasonably consistent for about the last 4 years. You know, the same type of rumours creep out, the same type of information, the same style of presentation of that information. But there's something different about this one. It is different. There is an awful... Either people have got CNC machines primed up early, or they've got some of those resin 3D printer things and they're taking the piss. But there's a lot of hardware that's coming out that there's pictures of it that looks very, very credible. And if you believed everything, as Andy's just said, you would believe we're getting an iPhone 5 next week. We're getting a 7-inch iPad because that crept out today. We're getting new Mac Pros, new Mac Minis, new MacBook Pros. The whole product line, apart from the Apple TV, is going to be replaced according to the rumors that are currently out there.
But the thing is,
I did believe it until they said Mac Pros, and then I thought, yeah.
No, Mac Pros is one
reality.
No, I think you'll find that Mac Pros is the only certainty.
That's one of the stronger ones, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I tell you, if the Mac Pros don't get done next week, then they're never going to.
You should have, you should be thinking about the fact that the Mac Pro may get a form factor change. It may not be an upgrade to the current Mac Pro, but I would have said that Mac Pro was a cert. Yeah.
There's no way will they change the case on those. Not the volumes they sell.
Come on, Don, you're bubbling under, mate. Go for it.
I think the thing people need to understand is that with these keynotes especially, they've got like 90 minutes, you know, tops to fill. And so, you know, they can't possibly announce everything in those 90 minutes. So the main areas will get covered. iOS 6, we'll get Mountain Lion, we'll get a lot about iCloud, and then possibly one more thing. But, you know, to really expect them to have a separate segment in the keynote for all these different products. I'm not saying they won't be rolled out next week. It's just that you might find some of them will just be like a soft launch. They'll just suddenly appear on the website during the week or something like that. So, you know, it's really difficult to... And Apple don't mind disappointing people. They've done it before now. You know, there's been many a time...
They've made a business out of it.
Yeah, there's been loads of rumours. And then, you know, you don't hear a Dickie Bird and not even a reference to it. And they'll just pass over it. And then a couple of days later, you know, we'll see something on the website. So, you know, don't build your hopes up too much for the big event on Monday. But certainly over the next couple of weeks, I think we'll see, you know, a lot of these things will actually come true.
Any thoughts, Andrew?
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Do you want me to call you something else? Andy, there we go.
Yeah, that's all right.
Dr. Happy Mackey's DHM, so.
That's all right. When I'm called Andrew, I just think my mum was telling me off. I think,
Andrew?
Yeah, I think Don's right. I don't think there will be much hardware. Maybe to talk about high-res screens, but not so much as in the new equipment. I think it's going to be software. That's what they're kind of... they focused on before on the past.
Now, I joked earlier on that I wanted you to break the NDA on the show, but I mean, I really don't. But is there anything that you've seen that you can think you can talk about that indicates that there's anything coming?
Well, obviously, iOS 6, if that doesn't come out, I think half the world will just die.
Would you have expected a golden master by now, though, for devs?
I would have expected it a bit further along for both, you know, for something to be released quite soon after next week. I think it might be like what they did last year when they said, next, you know, these are the five pillars that we're going to attack, you know, go for.
Have they become Islam?
maybe, yes. It feels like a religion sometimes, the way people go crazy about it. And I think, yeah, they're going to give us a good preview of what's going to happen and give developers, the ones who are there, the ones who have paid the money, I think are going to get a good insight into what's coming up. Everyone else, not there, we're not going to see much. We're just, well, more of a highlight. This is where we're going. This is what you're going to expect, and kind of get everyone whipped up into a frenzy.
What do you guys see as being kind of like the big topic of the dev forums next week? I mean, my personal view is that I think there's something really huge going on with resolution independence. It's that ability to take anything of any dimension and make it function in any other dimension. You know, you've already got it in OS X, but you could really see if the truth is be told about, you know, a 4-inch iPhone squished to 16:9 or close, and you're talking about 7-inch iPads, then they've really got some secret sauce that is going to allow developers to say, right, I want this to be roughly here, I want this to be roughly here, I want this to be roughly here. And when you stick it in any of those form factors, it magically appears in those ergonomic positions that the dev has loosely specified. And if there is something coming that's ground shaking, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, you can make anything of any size and we'll make it function in any form factor.
Well, there is, I mean, when you would develop an app now, you can kind of say, put this here, lock it to this side and stretch it across. Or when this appears, you know, stretch it or fit it. Or when you rotate, more on when you rotate where stuff appears.
Yeah.
The problem I see with the new possible screen sizes is the guides have suggested when you rotate, it's more for when you rotate that, okay, put this button here, which was in the bottom left corner, to the top right. That top right position is now moved. I don't think it's going to be straightforward and simple. I think it may work and look a bit kludgy for a while and just give developers time to just catch up and just adapt to the new screen sizes. Whether they are going to have new, you know, a third or fourth sizing, or like what you say, completely independent. I just don't know. That's really... Because if there was something like that, then Android would be doing it already, or should be doing it already.
Has the bloke who surrounds himself with people more intelligent than me actually come out with something that sounds reasonable?
It does, actually.
Stick that up, David, eh? Hey? Stupid boy or not. Anyone else got any thoughts?
Well, yeah, I did a blog post before, but I didn't publish it because I've sort of gone off on a limb on a couple of things. I've always said all along that we're not going to see a new iPhone this time around, but as we get closer, I'm starting to think, will we actually see the iPhone at this as a huge surprise, especially with all this talk about the, you know, this new screen, especially with the need for the developers to start recoding their apps to reformat to the new screen, especially if they bring Siri out of beta and make it into a you know, a full-blown product and possibly introduced to the iPad as well. I'm just wondering, if you remember back to last WWDC, Apple were quite, they made quite a point that there was going to be no new hardware announced at WWDC, you know, to quash any rumors. Now, they haven't done that this year, which, you know, is sort of telling in itself. And I know when they introduced the iPhone in sort of late last year, they did actually take a bit of a hit on the sales because people were all expecting it. So I'm just sort of wondering whether or not, you know, completely off, you know, from left field, we'll actually see the new phone next week.
I my personal view is yes. Because, again, going on the rumour mill and the way that it's acted for the previous sort of 3 or 4 years, you've got this current video that's out there. I've got these courtesy of Engadget. Thanks very much for them to letting us use them.
Yeah, have you seen that? It's amazing, this one, isn't it?
These are some captures from the video. I mean, if that's a fake, I mean, that's right up there with a long con and the heist of selling the Eiffel Tower. I mean, that isn't cheap to produce.
It really doesn't look like a fake to me, that at all. It really doesn't. And for them to have that, you know, for that to have slipped out, they must be quite well into the production process. You know, the design process is completed, and they must be producing these things now, I would think, for that blank to be out.
And when you see pictures of blanks, you're talking the next event, the next keynote is the release. It happened with iPhone 4 and 4S.
Yeah, it could. I mean, you know, looking at that backplate, it really doesn't look as though they need to wait for another 4 or 5 months before they can release that, to be honest.
No, exactly. That's not waiting till September's iPod event.
No. So I don't know. I mean, I did feel when I wrote the blog post, I felt it was so sort of off the wall that I didn't publish it because no one likes to be ridiculed the week after. But you know, it really just struck me as that they might, and again, that would sort of remove all the air from the room, and that would cause a lot of the other announcements, you know, the MacBook Pros and the Mac Pros and stuff, to possibly be left out of the keynote if they are ready with the new iPhone.
Well, the upgrade to MacBook Pro, unless it's an enormous form factor change, you don't see as being like a keynote.
Well, it's just the Retina display, isn't it? I think that's the only. If it didn't have the Retina display, and who's to say that it will have the Retina display this time around? You know, it might still be another generation before they do the Retina display on the laptops. It might be that the laptops get skipped over, and we just get to see the new phone and the new Mac Pro, possibly.
But all the rumors are saying that the Retina display is not happening.
Yeah. I don't know. I still get the feeling that people still think that the Retina display is a given on the laptops, but I'm not convinced.
What about the connector on the bottom? Anyone? I mean, the space that's been left is that the 30-pin connector is a goner, if this rumor is true. And the space that's left is too small for USB, too small for Thunder Chicken. But the only thing that I made thought of was. You know, if you look at USB, micro-USB...
Yeah, micro-USB, possibly.
The only thought is there a micro-Thunder Chicken coming?
I hope so. I'd like to meet it.
Are you bored to death here, Will? Is that... Are we...
No, not at all.
So what's your view, Will?
Well, I mean, it's only a couple of days. Just wait and see, shall we?
Oh, there's no... Do you get the concept of podcasting at all, mate?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, we can try and hook these people into listening to this, but it's just...
It's just drivel.
It's drivel, isn't it? Yeah, so drivel. Talking rubbish about non-existent products. Right, my take on it, the iPhone 5...
Yeah, I mean, David A's right, mate. You are an absolute frigging killjoy.
Why am I? Why am I?
You just sit there and go, bah, bloody humbug.
Maybe it's because I'm getting to 41 on Monday. That's probably what it is.
You're just a grumpy old man.
Well, the landlady down my local said that men get, as they get older, they just get grumpier, and that's that. And I woke up this morning grumbling along, and my wife said exactly the same thing to me.
Well, hang on, you should be older than me then.
Well, maybe.
Don's not grumpy. Oh, no.
I reckon Don's got this showmanship front to him, you see. You know, he doesn't give him monkeys either. I tell you what, if me and Don went for a pint tonight, he'd be sitting there thinking, I don't care. Yeah, I'm going to take me, I'll rip it to the pub. Like that. I think it's all... Oh, no. I can't say that, can I? Oh, I can!
No, you can.
Got the old green counter going.
Andy, no, you know in version 2?
Yep.
Can you make it so that if it's on power, the screen stays on?
Oh, no, it yes. doesn't. I thought it should.
Well, it doesn't. Right. I'm on power, and I have to keep sliding across and putting me passcode in. So.
Oh,
sorry, right,
that's annoying.
It's the first time I've used it properly for any length of time, because I knew that Will was going to go off on one today.
I didn't. I only said...
Hang on. There we go. I'm going to be so happy when I can actually punch him in the face.
Rankin, are you going to move on to the next story now? Because this is boring, talking about non-existent products.
Are you coming to the bash, Will?
Yeah, of course I am. I told you I was.
Can I punch you in the face at the bash, really? And then you'll go, oof! And then, for real, and then it'll be on the audio and I'll know where it is then.
Well, I suppose you could if you wanted to. Wouldn't be a very nice thing to do, though, would it?
Okay.
I want you to sit and think about what you just said, Mr. Rankin.
Oh, you know I love you, mate. I
want you to go... On the third step, up the steps, and wait a little while. And when you've thought about what you've said, then I'll come and get you.
I'm sorry, Will.
That's okay.
I won't do it again.
That's okay. Would you like to come downstairs again now?
No, I want to go back to talking about iPhone rumours. So, okay. anything else that's coming on Monday for sure? Come on, you buggers. Put your money where your mouth.
iPad Nano Watch, because I want one. iPad Nano Watch with a camera.
Has it got a sundial on it as well?
No, it's got a camera on the back of it, which wouldn't be very good for a watch because you only take a picture of the back of your wrist. But so I've been researching this because I want one, and I thought, well, I'll look into it, and I haven't been updated in, 2 years now, almost, and all the rumours point to a little camera on the back of it.
Of the iPod Nano?
Yeah. The touchscreen.
So a forward-facing and rear-facing iPod Nano camera?
No, just the back one. Which seems a bit mad to me, because a lot of people buy them because of the, you can put them in the watch strap. So why would you have a camera on the back?
But well, that's you, what you make a hole in the watch strap, no?
Yeah, but what are you going to take a picture of? That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you slide it and you flip it over and it's like a James Bond type thing. You know, one of those little slidey flipper mechanisms.
Well, there is a certain James Bond element to it, isn't there, really? It's like a little computer on your watch. A bit like the old Casio job, isn't it, really? Data watch, data bank.
Dude, you're off your head.
Why?
We're here talking about sensible rumours and you're on about a camera in the iPod Nano, which is never going to happen.
Look, research it now. Go on, have a look. You'll see it.
If it happens, it ain't going to be next week. It'll be September, because that's kind of the music-y iPod-y time phase, isn't it?
Well, you lot come up with this rubbish about a new Mac Pro, and which is never going to happen because it's a dead duck, isn't it? And
what are you talking about? Don McAllister wants X-Surf back.
Well, that's never had an answer. Retina display MacBook Pros, I ask you. You'll be talking about the Apple TV soon. I've heard it all.
That's just been done, don't be silly.
What are you talking about?
The Apple TV's just been upgraded, hasn't it? That was the last keynote.
No, I mean, you know, Apple, as in a television.
Swagger, mate, not me.
Well, you all agreed.
I'm 7-inch iPad, mate. That's where my money is. I got 20 quid with Steve Neighbour. That it's the 26th of June, there's a 7-inch iPad.
McAllister was on about the TV. He said, if I remember, he put some money on it as well.
No.
I see, that's where that falls down, because I don't believe that Don McAllister would part with any money. Not unless it's a business expense.
Mind you, someone has just posted to the chat room about this breaking news, Apple to introduce TV SDK at WWDC. Well, I don't know, to be honest. I can't.
That makes more sense. No, that makes so much more sense, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Go on, Andy.
Yeah, my money's on the. They're going to talk about Mountain Lion, iOS 6, and there one more thing, with the new framework for the Apple TV, or something to that ilk.
But there's been no one last thing since Steve popped his clogs before. I mean, it's.
Or maybe the third thing then.
No,
so what you're saying, Will, basically is, if there was some way we could all convene in a similar way at the similar time next week, we could have this discussion exactly the same, except that the things we were talking about would have happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm surrounding people myself with people that are more intelligent than me.
Thing is, I appreciate. Imagine it's the night before Christmas, right? And you've got all your presents and they're all wrapped up. And yeah, you can feel the package if you want to, and guess what it is, right? Footballs are fairly easy to guess, but unless they're in a box, of course. But you know, the rest of it, it's. I suppose it is the anticipation that is exciting, I suppose. And maybe I am a bit of a killjoy about this saying we shouldn't. Well, I don't know. For me, right, it's going to be Mountain Lion. And also, I would thank you, Mr. Rankin, for inviting a guest with real insight, which I agree, Andy, the Apple TV SDK.
Thank you very much.
Number three, the Apple Nano with front-facing and back-facing watch with Casio.
You were doing Casio so well then, you just blew it the last minute. Yeah.
Casio,
you know the WWDC 2012 logo?
Yes.
Go on.
The Apple with the colours and all the things, and everyone's looking at the logo.
Yes.
It does. They do look like Apple TVs from the top.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, yeah. It's everyone thought they were icons.
But look like Apple exactly like Apple TVs from the top.
I get the Apple TV from the top bit. Is there a relevance to the from the top?
Because, I don't know, maybe it's just a nicer shape to draw, but...
Well, that's just like an icon shape anyway, isn't it, the Apple TV?
It's rounded corners. Apple loves rounded corners.
Yeah, but from the top.
Yeah, but what's the from the top bit mean?
You mean like that, you mean?
No, don't hold it up. He'll get excited.
On the top like that.
Don's cracked it.
Did you really unplug your Apple TV so you could show it on the show upside down, Don?
No, this is a spare one.
Oh, just use it as a doorstop.
It's my test one that I have on my desk.
This is the one I tease the butler with.
What does the Mac Pro look like from the side, Don?
This one, there is a switched off one over there, but it's a bit heavy to lift up. So,
if you want to donate those to the network when you're done with them, mate, you just throw them away. You're listening to the Mac Show from the British Tech Network, which is the best reason why you shouldn't have sex with your sister. God, blimey, 50% of this panel's proof of that for sure. Right. The Samsung.
I thought you were going to launch into an advert then. I thought, well, really, you shouldn't be talking about sex with your sister before you launch it into an advert.
What the hell am I going to advertise?
Old UK.
Here's a special contraceptive for when you have sex with your sister. I mean, what on earth are you on?
Unless you could get an Audible thing and then you could start doing like some Audible. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I could see that statement really going well with advertisers, Greeny.
Well, I didn't say it. It was you who said it. I didn't bring up the sex with your sister motif.
No, but you're the one that tied it to a sponsor.
Because I thought you were in the preliminary stages, because you did the pause thing, I thought you were about to bring in a sponsor at that point.
Moving on. Samsung has brought out a Chromebook that's the exact copy of the form factor of the Mac Mini. Challenge? No challenge? I mean, it's got Chrome on it, so it's not the best thing since sliced bread. But, I mean, what's the issue with copying the form factor of the Mac Mini? Because it's a bloody good form factor, isn't it?
Well, it's only square, isn't it? I mean, copying a square isn't really... I mean, Apple didn't invent the square, did they?
I mean, it looks like Apple TV from the top.
No, but that's circular cutout. It's a bit of a giveaway, though, isn't it? I mean, it's not really something you might think of straight away.
That's a steal.
Hmm.
And it's Samsung, and it's got a lawsuit written all over it.
A circle and a square isn't something you would, a designer might think of doing.
Depends.
Has it got the sort of Apple logo on the top?
No, it hasn't. It's got Samsung on the top. Samsung. No, Samsung. On the top. Oh, there we go. There was a good quote this week, though, that someone said, I can't remember, it was one of the Apple, one of the devs for Apple said, I'd rather compete with 1,000 copycats as opposed to one innovator or something like that, which I think was quite interesting. Did you see the device that's a proper dice that you can roll on your iPad?
No.
Yes, there's a firm that have come out with a device. I'm trying to find the name of them. They're on here somewhere. And basically, you've got... I don't know how it works, whether it's capacitive touch linked with kind of NFC or what, but they've come out with a dice that you can actually roll on your laptop or your iPad, rather. It works with screens that have got capacitive touch on them. You'd have to have a border, I think, to stop it flying off the end, but it's illuminated dice that you switch on and off and you roll it, and there you go, there's a picture of it. I thought that was really interesting.
Donny says you're a lovely bloke, because you said that, and you said, has anybody seen this? And there was this like pause, and Don went, no, tell me more about it.
It's Dice Plus is the firm that's done it.
He's super polite, man.
I thought that you would be into this, Greeny.
Well, you hark back to all
that's great about years gone by, and turning your iPad into a board game like Monopoly, I thought would be right up your street.
Well, you could roll a marble on it or anything, couldn't you? Let's be honest.
Yeah, but marbles are round, mate, and you wouldn't be able to get a number out of it, would you?
Oh, would you want to?
It's a dice. Someone's come up with a dice you can roll on your iPad and it registers the number.
Oh, I see, right.
Oh, sorry.
The iPad talks to the... Okay, that's good. Brilliant.
All right, that's the end of that. That's the end of that.
Really good idea. Do you think I could do Cluedo? That's a good game. Goes on for hours.
Yeah. Reverend Green, was it? Or Reverend White? Or Reverend Colonel Mustard in the drawing room with the candlestick? I can only remember Miss Scarlet.
Is it Professor Plum?
Ooh. Is it a male thing that when they talk about the characters in if you recall the characters that are in Cluedo, the ones that you can recall says something about your character? Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, but I can only remember Miss Scarlet.
It's the saucy Scarlet, isn't it?
Let's be honest. Scarlet, I'm telling you, in the red dress. Devil in a red dress. Mm-mm. Yeah.
There's someone's PhD dissertation there, I'm sure.
We could do that along with the Guinness test. And we could see, here's the thing, we could see if your perception of the words or the names of the characters in Cluedo changes based on the amount of Guinness that you've drunk. Do you start remembering Colonel Mustard as you get more drunk and you realise you less used to Miss Scarlet?
I've been doing a lot of stuff with Google and iCloud and stuff, and there's a certain part that I've Googled called labs. And one of the labs for Gmail is, it's a little one, that when it comes to after 10 o'clock and you want to send an email, it gives you a little maths puzzle that you have to solve before you can send the email. Just in case, like, we all have a few glasses of wine when it comes, you know, it gets to 10 o'clock, and in the morning you think, oh, I wish I'd never sent that email.
See, and I've got a swipe now. I got a swipe now, Andy, to get, there we go.
No, I see, definite flaw. There should have been more beta testing. Rush to market, that was a problem.
Pressure from the manufacturers.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. Do apologise. The other problem is, as well, every time I swipe, I get a frigging notification from Dropbox up here saying, do you want to sync your photos? No, I don't. Bugger off. There's no Apple news. Did you see the picture of the 7-inch iPad frame that's come out?
No, I didn't see that.
Thanks, Don.
you see, good old Don.
I'm
good
showing pictures Don. Of them now. If you've downloaded the video version, you'll be able to see them. If you're on audio, well, tough. But Zugu has come out with some pictures. And what's quite interesting with this is the fact that, again, it's a very well-made joke if it is one, but the bottom has got the same slot as the iPhone 5 supposed thing. Everyone's saying fake in the chat room. But I don't know. I really don't know. It's curvy and it's rounded and it looks very iPad-like, but the only thing is it looks like it's got a blue logo, but I don't know if that's a reflection or not, because it doesn't have a blue logo. But
yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
You know when we send you a document at the start of the show and you can have a look at it, and will you say, can I have a copy of the document, please? You are supposed to actually look at it so that you see the pictures from the thing that are in that we're going to talk about.
There's no pictures in the document.
No, there's links, you muppet, and they take you to pictures. Have you got clicking on links yet? Are you doing web consultancy for iCloud or something like that? No?
I can see you were in there, but why don't you embed the pictures?
What, in the document?
Yeah, why not?
Because I expect you to click the link.
Why? Oh. Why give us extra bandwidth?
When you really are a grumpy git, aren't you?
I am, aren't I?
You've got all to say of anything good about anything.
Listen, don't feed off that review. Don't let him poison your mind.
No, he just confirmed. Google Maps.
That fits in with my conspiracy theory about the new phone next week.
Go on, how?
If they do the new phone next week, what are they going to do in the autumn? Leading up to the holidays and Christmas, etc. But a new iPod Touch, which is a mini iPad, would fit in quite nicely there. And also they could, you know, if they are going to go down the Apple TV route, you know, that would be an ideal time to launch an Apple TV as well. So they could fill a hole of not having the iPhone in the autumn with a new iPad, a mini iPad.
I hate having you on, Don, because it just means that you're probably right and I'm going to lose 20 quid on Monday night when we haven't got an iPad 7-inch to bloody Steve Neighbour.
Oh, that won't happen. It won't happen this in WWDC, I wouldn't have thought. Nah.
He's going to rub that in for 6 months as well. It's not just the 20 quid. It's the 6 months of abuse I'm going to take afterwards. Google Maps. Allegedly, Google Maps is disappearing from iOS because Apple, of course, bought What's-It-Face, who were going to do the maps for them. But there's a story came out today saying that coming for Android and iOS is Google 3D Maps. Genuine 3D maps. Fly around a thing and capture it, and you can fly around it yourself.
They look really good from the demo.
They look fantastic. I mean, Apple would not be passing up on these if they were offered them, I'm sure. But
haven't they got their own stuff for that company that they bought 2 years ago or so?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
They had 3D technology, I think.
Did they have 3D, though, or was it only cartography?
No, I'm not sure, but it was definitely multidimensional. I'm sure they did have 3D. I think they did. I mean, we'll have to see on Monday, obviously, but I think it's going to be probably going to be a bigger deal than we're anticipating, the mapping side of things.
Well, there was a story that Google was going to be canned by Apple last week. Excuse me. They said they absolutely were, definitely, positively, utterly gone. But then Google have released this today and saying it's coming on iOS as well as Android, and it's...
Well, that's one of the things is why they rushed that presentation out last week, and I haven't seen the presentation, but apparently it was awful. It was terrible. But that's, you know, like an immediate reaction to the Apple stuff coming out next week, so we shall have to wait and see.
Do you see this coming as then basically just an app, Don, as opposed to it being an integrated Maps functionality?
No, they'll have to have turn-by-turn navigation and stuff. And it's going to be, I would imagine it won't be just a separate app. I think it will be integrated into iOS. The problem with iOS 6, though, is, you know, they've sort of hit all the buttons up to now, haven't they? They've got most of the stuff that's sort of been missing. Maps is a big area where they've sort of left it because it was originally done by Google. I think Apple, it was Apple's app, but the back-end stuff, all the data was provided by Google, whereas now it's, you know, they're going to try and do the whole, the front-end and the back-end. But, you know, there's not really that many other areas that they need to focus in on. So hopefully they'll get around to sort of making the multitasking better and doing some of the clever things with iOS 6. I think we might get quite a few surprises on Monday on iOS 6. There's not really that many obvious things that they can actually do with it at this point, I don't think.
So what we're saying is the data for the basic maps that are in iOS 6 are going to be Apple supplied now and not Google. So if this 3D stuff is coming definitely... My question would be, would it be coming as an app then, not as an integrated iOS 6 feature? A separated app provided by Google later?
And I think that will be on top of what Apple are going to provide. I mean,
a download, yeah.
Yeah, it'll just be a separate app from Google, whereas Apple stuff is going to be part of iOS 6.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Google app would just be extended to include this lovely new 3D features and whatever Apple decide to use.
Super gorgeous. What's the thinking on Siri then? Because I mean, that's the last kind of thing that we've not really talked about. Is Siri going to be worldwide after next week, or is it still going to be US centric?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think they'll probably my opinion would be that they'll probably go with making it still US centric, but opening up to developers so that there'll be a proper Siri API, so developers can start adding Siri like functionality into their applications. I think that's a thing Apple could control quite easily, whereas the making it up sort of available everywhere else and sort of hooking up to other systems is a bit more difficult for them.
I'll ask questions that you'll know the answer to next week, if that helps. Sorry.
Well, if they did that, I would definitely update the green counter. So you just have to say, hit Will. And
oh, that would be good. Can you make it punch Will instead?
You can say anything you like.
Then I can take my frustration out on the application instead of waiting until July and taking it out on Will.
Why am I the butt of this? Why is that then?
Because, mate, you are my foil. And I am and I am yours.
Now, listen, talking about Siri, you know, as well as Ping, that it's dead in the water. You know it's not going to... It's going to be killed in, I'm going to say, a year.
You reckon?
I reckon. Everybody slags it off. It's terrible. You know it is. It's, no, Siri's dead. And so is Ping is dead.
Well, I'm a Siri devotee already, and I don't even get to use it for restaurants and stuff like that.
But if you look at the reviews, everybody seems to hate it. Now, I mean, to be honest, on my Series 3 MX, or whatever it's called, it doesn't work particularly well, but my wife's got a 4. It only works on the 4S, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I haven't used it myself, except I've used other people's phones who've got it. And based on their reviews and based on the online reviews, it seems just like a gimmick. But quite often things are gimmicks and they gain in popularity. I mean, I suppose you could have said that the original Apple TV would be killed off soon, but that sort of built traction and became better and better, and now it's quite a force in its own sense. And I am a bit miserable about Siri, but
so you're not doing anything to refute that review, are you, dude?
No, I really like Siri, and
that's not how it started.
I think it's got a real future, along with Ping. I think the valuable social network new methods of communication, and I applaud them.
Bet hedging by Will Green. Who's got Siri on 4S? I have. Don't. No. DHM?
Nope. Only got a 4.
What do you use it for, Don?
I must admit, I don't use it as much as I thought I would, if I'm perfectly honest. I tend to use it for things like reminders or just things locally. I tend never to use it when I'm out and about because, you know, 3G in the UK is awful and you can never be guaranteed of a decent connection. So mainly in the house, setting reminders. I think reminders is the main thing, to be honest, setting up appointments and stuff.
I use it a lot for timers, alarms, yeah. Reminders, appointments, that kind of stuff. It's brilliant for that. I mean, you know, I walked out and got a repeat prescription this morning, and one of my big failings is I never make a point of asking them, when am I supposed to pick the next one up? And then when I go down, they say, oh no, some of the drugs you can't have because they're over a month. And I would say, right, what's the date that it's kicking up? And they go, it's 29th of June. And I just hit Siri and go, remind me to pick up my prescription, 29th of June, 9 a.m. And it's done. It's it. It's in your calendar. It's ready to go.
It's just like...
It fings and it's off and it's...
It's just like Last of the Summer Wine podcast, isn't it? All the other ones, they've got like these young chicks on and we're talking about prescriptions. What's going on?
Prescriptions from the arthritis.
We'll be all down, going down a hill in the bath in a minute.
Well, yeah, I said at the start, there's only death left. That's it.
Yes.
That's the title of the podcast, then, Only Death Left. So
we should get it on the iPad this time around, though, hopefully.
Well, the theory is that iOS 6 is going to give it on an iPad, which would be fantastic. That would be really, really good. Because you could say, play Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah.
And it would come on.
I'm hoping that they'll be able to increase the size of the type as well. You know, so when you're reading your iPad. It's all good.
Could they come out with a grumpy meter as well? That'd be useful. I was going to ask a question then about Siri, but I've forgotten it. See, that's age.
You could ask Siri, what was I about to ask?
My point would be, if there's an iPhone 5 next week, let's just say that Don's prediction is, or feeling, he's got it in his water.
A little bit, yeah.
If it's right, how many of you would go out and buy an iPhone 5 on 1st of July, if that's when its release date is? I'm going to ask you, Don, out of pure politeness, but I really don't need to, I know.
Yeah. Well, even if they announce it next week, I mean, I would doubt they'd have it ready for shipping for at least 3 or 4 weeks, to be honest, because they would have to give the... one of the reasons for releasing it next week or announcing it next week would be to give developers time to actually go away and fiddle with their applications. So we wouldn't...
But they've never done that before.
Never done what before, sorry?
Apple's never come out with this idea of, here's what's coming in 6 months.
No, not really. Not that far off. It's always something that's going to be within the next month or two, I think.
Yeah, so I'd say 1st of July, yeah. Delivery date, yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But of course, yeah, I mean, I have to. It's my job. I mean, I've got to.
It's a business expense.
Yeah, it's a business expense.
Rightio. DHM, would you?
I'm waiting for it already. Yes, absolutely.
You missed 4S because you wanted 5.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't miss the 4S, to be honest. My iPhone 4 still feels lovely. But I've been waiting for 5. As soon as they announce it, I'll be in the queue doing a happy dance.
Good lad, true fanboy. Andy?
Yeah, definitely. Money's put aside, waiting, ready. I've got a 4, didn't get a 4S. Mm-hmm. Had a 3 before that, didn't get a 3G.
Have you not used the wife as an excuse?
Well, she got a 4S for Christmas. So, so she's already got, you know, she doesn't need a new one.
You know that's the wrong way around, right?
I know.
You give her your old phone.
She wanted a white one.
Mm. I've got a white one. What's wrong with the white one? What are you saying?
Because I've got a black one.
What are you saying?
There's nothing wrong with white. It's just I've got a black 4.
Yeah, but
she wanted a white.
Oh, no.
See, just ruined it all.
I bought the white, so I knew that the wife would have the white one.
That's thinking ahead. I like your style.
Mate, everything is... I mean, why do I need a new iPad 3, darling? Well, I figured that we could put educational games on the iPad 1. They'd run very easily, and they'd work for the kids, and they could sit in there, and the kids could play with them. And I've got to say, actually, although I was doing it for purely selfish reasons, it has worked out that way, and it's really, really cool. But you've got to think about how you're going to pass your tech on down the family, mate. Otherwise, you can't justify buying it. See?
Well, I ended up... Mrs. Happy Mac got an 11-inch Air.
Do you actually call her that?
on Twitter and not to her face.
Would you like to come to bed now, Mrs. Happy Man? With a wink. Mrs. Happy Man. Can you wear that extra RAM for me tonight, darling? Why has it gone quiet? Has the audio dropped out? No, 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 it hasn't. Does your wife listen to this podcast, Andy?
No, she doesn't.
What about you, DHM?
No, God, no.
That's all right, then. What about your daughters?
No, not at all. It's just embarrassing that I'm here at all, really.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to be embarrassing.
Sorry?
I'm sorry I embarrass you. I thought that's what your daughter said.
It's the default level of being when they're their age and to be a dad. That's it. I mean, 10 years ago, I was daddy and they were my daughters and it was lovely. And now I'm just that weird, embarrassing thing that moves through the house.
I'll tell you what, at the end of this podcast has been a real advert for euthanasia. We're going to call this episode Logan's Run. No question. Because we all should have been bloody gone 10 years back. What were we talking about? Siri. I've forgotten. Siri. So, iPhone 5. Will, you are on 3GS, aren't you?
I am.
So,
I'm proud of it.
Okay. If a 5 comes out at the end of June, are you going to get it?
Well, one bit of advice that I was given, and I will share with you, is when you sign your contract, imagine it's with O2, and you pay £35 or £40 a month and so forth, when you get out of that contract, part of that money that you're paying is to subsidise the phone. But they don't automatically reduce your contract. So if you've got a 4 or a 4S and you're coming out of your contract, before you rush into getting the 5, think about reducing your contract. Because my contract went down from £35 a month to £11 a month. And my last bill last month, for some reason, was about £2.50. So just a little point there. And I've often said that functionally, Mr. Jobs gave me my very first iPhone, and it was amazing. And since then, I can't think the way I use my phone has changed that much from the original one. So I don't know. I'm gonna base on what the new tariffs are, whether I can justify spending £45 a month which is basically my own. £35 of my own money a month on a better screen or a slightly different operating system and all that sort of stuff. And then you have to put the upfront payment. So that's my thoughts. I'm going to see what it is. Actually, I probably am going to buy one because mine's getting good.
Thank you.
But no, my advice was to people with 4 or 4Ss is hang on a bit. If you're coming out of your contract, think on. We're all skint at the moment, so that's all I got to say.
That's a yes, then.
Well, for me, it's because mine's.
But just to be clear, when you get it, you will moan heavily about it constantly.
I don't like this. The tone we're taking about me moaning. I am not moaning, am I?
Well, apparently, I mean, it's kind of a trend that's appearing in reviews now.
Based purely on one review, I'm going to create a new Apple ID and write a few reviews on your on your podcast. Will Green, a refreshing, happy man. There's one.
They'll know it's you. They'll know that's you.
Go on.
This podcast and all of the others that are on the network, and we've got loads now. We're posting 18 shows. If you count the video stuff separately, across our network, we're getting hopefully we're going to get a podcasting page on iTunes. That'd be really cool if we could. But UK2 pick up all the bandwidth. We did 14 terabytes last month, which was amazing. We've actually got a guy now who's helping us with doing some statistics and stuff off the server logs. Paul Wheatley, who does the Gamer Show, which you should listen to. It's really, really good. And he also does the iOS show. If you're an iOS developer, get in touch with him and get on that show because it really is a very, very good show. And he has looked through it all, and we We got tons of data going out. UK2 just pick it up without a problem. No problems with the server. It never falls over. It runs sweet as a nut. And if you want anything that's web-based, VPS, VPN, domains, DNS, that kind of stuff, these guys are the ones that you should go and have a try of. Go and look at what the prices are. See on the website for yourself. See if it's worth having. But do remember that you're going to get a reduction in that using the offer codes that we get. And we've got a lot of offer codes coming through. Sarah's going to put them up on the website underneath the logo. You must use the click-through on our website, though. Otherwise, we don't get the kudos for having sent you. So please go to britishtechnetwork.com and then click on it and go through. If you want to buy domains, you just put in British Tech domain and you'll get 20% off the domain you purchased. If you want a VPS, you put in VPS after British Tech and you're going to get the first month free, I think. VPN, you get 50% off VPN services and that kind of stuff. There's huge reductions that you're going to get. So please support us by supporting them. The more you get from them, the more they love us, the more they pick up the bandwidth, and the more I get to keep my house without going into debt rapidly. Do appreciate it. Thank you very much. UK2 have supported us for 3 years now. I'm hoping they're going to be at the bash, but thanks ever so much for them, because we'd be lost without them. We really would be out of pocket severely. Do appreciate them. Right then, chaps, have we got any cool things? Don, you're always starting us off.
Go on then. I'll risk the wrath of Will, because last time he gave me down the banks when I did this, but I'm not doing it. I'm doing it slightly differently now. It's another bundle. Yay! Software Yay! Bundle. But the one called MU
Would this
Promo.
Be promoted on your? Would this Pardon? Be promoted on your podcast?
No. It's in my newsletter. But
oh, okay.
You know. So I'm not going to give you my affiliate link. This is purely independent. No, you can get, it's a really good one, actually. There are three bundles out at the moment. There's the MU Promo one, there's one called Bundle Hunt, and there's one by Productive Max. The MU Promo one is really good. It's, well, in fact, they're all good, actually. The problem is now there's so many good apps in these bundles that most people tend to have the sort of the top flight apps that they've got. But this one is really good. It's got Parallels. It's got BusyCal, which is my calendaring application of choice. It has ScreenFlow as well. So if you're a ScreenFlow user, or if you wanted to try ScreenFlow, it's got that included. And I think about 9 others. So there's 11 apps, and it's $49 for 11 apps.
Are you getting paid by the application that shall not be named?
No.
Because you keep coming on here and naming it.
Well, that's all right. Well, I've got my tutorial to plug as well, haven't I? So, you know.
Well, if you'd have done it on Camtasia, we'd have plugged it for you.
They're both very good applications. It's just by coincidence, it's in this bundle this week. That's all.
Well, if you'd like to do one after on Camtasia, mate, I'll be sorting you out a code very readily.
Right.
No worries, mate.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Don's Screencast Online stuff, you really got to, because you can't be using a Mac and not be subscribed to Screencast Online. It just doesn't happen. All of us are subscribed.
Thank you.
I paid for it before. I'll get it free now, but I paid for it before.
There you go.
Honest.
Cool.
It's absolutely superb. In all honesty.
No, it really is.
Absolutely superb. It really is good. And the more we say, honestly, it's really good, the worse it sounds, doesn't it?
It does, exactly. It sounds like you're really kissing ass.
Yeah, it does. No, but honestly, it's really good. It really is genuinely good. It's brilliant, isn't it? Ewan, yeah. Back me up on this.
It's genuinely good. genuinely good.
Thank you.
With
I do Sparrow today, by the way.
Yes, I retweeted that earlier.
Yeah, it's a great email application. But
Sparrow's great. I haven't got a clue how to use it, but it's great.
Oh, it's really good.
Mm. Really good.
It's a nice
genuinely good.
Genuinely good.
Really good.
THM, what have you got for us?
Well, this week I've been mostly looking at how to look at the the planet and satellites and weather and stuff on my on my computer. So I've come across a very nifty little application which called OS 10 Planet.
Right.
Which you download and it replaces your boring old desktop picture of your puppies or your wife or anything else with a much more interesting picture of the planet Earth in real time from space.
I was thinking it, but I wasn't going to say it.
What?
Oh, jeez. Carry on, DHM. It was nothing. It was just Will farted. That was all.
Yeah.
Okay. on.
And that's it. So, and you can toggle things on and off, like satellites and earthquakes and volcanoes, which is quite nice. So you can watch the space station coming past your house and all sorts of things. And there's also, I've been looking at a little app called Earth Browser, which is like a spinny round version of it, and in an application on the Mac, which allows you to click and spin a globe of the Earth, and you can put all the satellites on it, and it will give you live things like live earthquakes as they happen. For example, and 4.1 in Canada. No, blimey.
This isn't kind of like a when you touch it, it really happens.
Well, yeah, you put your clicker over Canada, press the button, and some poor bugger in Montreal's like smeared across the pavement.
Exactly. You are wrecking the world one application at a time.
It turns you into God.
I like this already. I've got a few people I want to vent.
You might have to imagine that happening in your own head when you use the application.
Can you do it by postcode?
No.
Oh, that'd be useful.
God doesn't like postcode.
In-app purchase. Postcode destruction. I'll see if that's available. Andy, I've got an idea for a new application.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Postcodedestruction.com.
Are both Mac apps. They're nothing to do with your pad. That's OS X Planet and Earth Browser. There's another one called Blue Planet, which is available in the Mac App Store, which does a similar thing. So I've been having a go on all three of those. But I think OS X Planet is about the best one in terms of features and things to toggle on and off on your desktop.
10x in the chat room says OS X Planet is the best thing he's seen for years, but it uses too many resources. In his view, that's his review. But you're saying if you've got the resources to spare, it's well worth it.
Burn them, yes. Exactly. Burn those resources.
Exactly.
Yes.
Give those cycles up. Anders, first time on the show. We're expecting big things here. Come on.
I have.
And you can't pick Geek Badge, by the way.
Oh. Okay. No, I've got my pick is it's called Accessorizer. It's a tool for developers. When working in Xcode, it just saves you writing so much code. You paste in a small selection of code, and then it will generate a lot of boiler text code for you. And it's been around for 10 years. Kevin Callahan. It's on the App Store. I think it's $2.99 or $5. Fabulous tool. I use it all the time. Saves me a lot of work and a lot of effort. And also it writes good code. When it generates stuff, it's all up to date, it's ARC compliant, deals with NS copying and all those other core data, all those other little nitty things you have to keep crafting through and rewrite, you have to do. And it just does a lot of lifting and shifting for you. So that's Accessorizer, so that's Z-E-R on the end. And it's in the Mac App Store.
The only drawback is it's spelt with a Z or a Z.
Yeah. Z.
Good pick, mate. Good pick. Did you say price?
$2.99. Or $5, I think.
Excellent. Mr. Green has disappeared. Are you there, Will? Hello? Nope, he's gone. I'll do mine then while he's trying to dial back in. My pick is Island Racer Lite. It's free, and it's a great little physics engine for the driving application. You put it on your Mac or your MacBook Pro or something like that, and you just use the left and right keys to control the motion. And the physics aren't bad. It's all right. It's pretty pleasant. The only bad thing is it craps after 3 minutes. It climbs out. But then you can buy Island Racer, and I thought, oh, here we go. I found a really nice little driving game that's kind of fun. It's perfect for the morning motion, and it's going to rip me off for an in-app purchase. And it's not. It's only £1.49. So it's I bought the full version as an in-app purchase. There you go. £1.49 for Island Racer Lite. You get the pro version through the app. It's really cool. It's really good fun. There you go. Mr. Green, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
What do you have for us, sir?
Mine was a free application and aimed at, obviously, Mac users. But if you're making, for instance, a keynote presentation or something like that, and you want to embed a YouTube video, it's you know, in the past, it used to be quite easy. Well, it didn't used to be easy. There's a, several steps to it, wasn't there? That you got Safari, and then you did the activity thing, and then you downloaded that, and then you took it to Handbrake and then converted it and stuff, which is a bit of a trial. And now they've removed the extension or the functionality from Safari to be able to do that. I've been trying to, I want to convert YouTube movies to put them in presentations, that sort of stuff, or you can put them in iTunes. And there's a free application called MacTubes, MacTubes, totally free. And you just, it allows you also, you don't even have to go to YouTube. You can search YouTube within the application. You can view the video within a window without sort of leaving the application. And then you can select a download format, so M4V or whatever your choice. I think it's about four or five different codec formats that allow you to just download the YouTube video, and it converts it, and all that sort of stuff is handled for you. And it drops it on your desktop, and then you can just drag it into iTunes or Keynote or whatever you want.
That's really good. Yeah, I mean, we must stress that it's only content that's available for Creative Commons use that's on YouTube that you can use. Not
really, no. You can get all the copyright stuff up there and everything.
Oh, I'm glad we cleared that up then. Good pick, mate. Thank you ever so much. Was it Tubes? What Tubes?
MAC, Mac Tubes.
Mac Tubes, very good.
Yeah, it's a free
app. On the App Store, is it, Will?
No, it's I don't think it is. It's
download.
Oh, see. No, it's do a Safari on it, a Google on it, and you'll find it.
Also, as well, the pick from Eric Lanigan on last night's big show was the Mac Update bundle at the moment. The reason Don hasn't said it is because he hasn't got a kickback through it, so that's obviously why he's missed it out.
Oh, the MU promo is the same one.
Oh, right, same promo. You put money in Don's pocket when you buy it. There you go.
No, you have to use my affiliate code, which I haven't released on air, so...
Oh, well, you bloody should, you muppet.
No.
What's
no.
the affiliate code, Don? Come on.
Can't remember. Screencastonline.com/MU promo. There you go.
Screencastonline.com/MU promo. And go along and buy it, and Don will get a few shekels, which you'll use to sponsor the bash in July or something.
I'll buy you all a beer.
There you go. Sold. If you go there, it's $49 at the moment. And the first application on the list is Parallel 7, which retails at $79. And there's Jazda in there as well, which is $50. I mean, the whole bundle is like $450 worth of software, and it's an 89% reduction or something. So if you're into your software, there's a lot of good stuff in it as well. It's not like a KTEL album where you get three tracks and the rest are all crap. There's probably about seven or eight pieces of software in that bundle that you actually really would use. So go and do it. And Turbo Downloads in there as well, or Speed Downloaders in there as well, which is really useful if you've got slow connection. So give that a go. MacUpdate.com. The Bash, we've talked about a couple of times, but The Bash is happening on Friday the 6th of July. It's less than a month away now. If you want to come, you need a ticket. Go to britishtech.eventbrite.co.uk. If you go to our website as well, britishtechnetwork.com, there's a banner you can click on that will take you straight there. Get yourself a ticket. You cannot come without a ticket. Do go and get a ticket. There's tons of hotels around if you need somewhere to stay that are anywhere from sort of £20 to £50. So not exorbitant. And we're going to drink all day from 11 o'clock in the morning through till when we all fall over. That's the long and the short of it. There'll be a pig roast. There's going to be lots of other food available as well, though, if pig's not your thing. And there'll be TechSmith are sponsoring us, and Andy and Atco's coming over, and Don McAllister's there, and Will's there, and DHM's there, and I'm there. And Andy can't come because he's going on to his mate's wedding.
Yes, unfortunately.
You should actually. Is it a staggy type thing the night before?
No, I think it's kind of a polite.
You should totally come to our bash, mate. That would be awesome. That would be like the Hangover 2. One of them would be missing all of the next day in the rugby changing rooms. It's going to be up here in Birmingham. Get a ticket, come along. It's going to be tons of fun. We're going to do all the podcasts that day, so you get to take part in every show. You can do the new show in the morning. You can do the you can do the photo show, even if you don't know anything about photography. It doesn't stop us. And you can do the Mac show and the big show and the raid show, and they'll all be there. So come and join us. It'll be absolutely fantastic fun day. Last year's was really, really good fun. And it went on till the wee small hours. And we had a geek campfire going on. Everyone sat around in a circle with their MacBook Pros on. It was really sad. There won't be any girls there. No. No, there will be girls there. There's partners there. There's women going to be arriving at this thing. So another reason why it's not just... Teresa's coming. Teresa in the chat room is coming. There we go. And Paul Whitley's bringing his girlfriend as well. So, you know, there you go. It's a family event. Come and join us. Where can we get a hold of you, people? Mr. McAllister.
Right. You can find me over at screencastonline.com for my weekly video tutorials. You can also find me over at themaxscreencastguy.com. And actually, I've just posted my predictions for the WWDC as you were chatting away there. I thought, I'll get this posted. So I've gone public. It's all there for people to see, but...
Good man. Use Don's code and subscribe to Screencast Online because it is well worth the money. DHM, where are you, mate?
I am www.drhappymac.co.uk at Dr. Happy Mac.
At internationalmacrescue.com.
That's it. Just press the photograph on your stairway wall. Just poke it till the eyes bleed and then I'll come to the rescue.
Dude, you should totally buy that. You should go... to uk2.net and buy internationalmacrescue.com. Yeah, see, you're thinking. Yeah. I've come up with three bright ideas today.
Yeah.
I'm on a roll. It's the British Grand Prix weekend. That's right as well. Well done, Pete, in the chat room. Anders, where can we get you, mate?
You can get me on Twitter at AndersUK, or my website is Figster.net, and that's F for Figaro, Figster.net.
And if you haven't already done it, you need to go and get Geek Badge, and you need to turn up at the bash and present your Geek Badge, and we'll have a prize, I think, for the highest Geek Badge that Andy can't play because it's his app. But whoever's got the highest Geek Badge rating... We'll have a little gift for you. We've got some fantastic posters that have been made by a guy called Paul Kirkle, who's an iPad artist. He's done that one that you've seen there on the video with the Queen and Andy and Atco on it. There's one for a fictitious dog who's going to be our mascot called B10, and he's a bulldog. And there's also one for a character that he's created called Beernito, whose special power is his ability to manipulate beer. And I've had a T-shirt made in that, which is going to be awesome. So you need to definitely come and bring your Geek Badge thing. Mm-mm. And Greeny, where can we get you, mate?
BritishMac.com. And I also should mention the company who's allowing me to appear on here at stoneburn.com for cloud computing.
Your audio dropped at the point.
Oh, did it?
You said their name here. Say it again.
Stoneburn. Stoneburn.com. Allow me to... graciously allow me to appear on this podcast.
Thank you, Stoneburn. Is that to do with Mike?
No, nothing to do with Mike.
All right, okay. I just wondered. We'll be back again next week. We've got the... there's loads of stuff going off. What am I talking about? There's big show on Friday, Thursday night, and then there's going to be a Mac show on the Friday, and there's going to be the photo show on the Friday, and the Rage on the Thursday night. And if you've got Had a Go with Rage, come in and have a go. It'd be in there. It'd be great. Dial up British Tech Network on Skype, and you can have a rant about anything you want to do with tech. So far, we've done car parks and Barclays banking appointment schedules, which I've done because otherwise I'd have been sat there on my own. But any rages about tech would be really welcome. That would be cool. And also, we've got copies of the Gamer Show, the Web Show, and the iOS Show going up this weekend. And if you haven't listened to those, you really should. The Gamer Show is brilliant. Well worth it. Sam Chiz and Paul sitting talking about... games, and they've got a crap game review that goes on at the end, which is the $2.99 games that you get at Tesco. And that's really worth it. It's probably libelous, actually, some of the things that have been said in that reviews, but give it a go. See you next week. Thanks for listening.